Biology professor Ian Jones from Memorial University in Newfoundland and his graduate student, Sampath Sevanarathne, did field experiments on the auklets in the Western Aleutians. In accordance with Darwin's theory of sexual selection, they initially thought that the feathers were just ornamental.
We had previously thought that these plumes, and you know, we had some pretty good evidence, that these were sexy ornaments that they dressed up with before the breeding season to show off to possible mates and to impress their long-term partners, so that they were basically sexually selected ornaments that served in mate choice and courtship.
But Jones said he had always wondered if the feathers had a different function as well.
Birds that live in dark, restricted, cluttered environments, birds that are nocturnal, and birds that are living in difficult environments where they would not have the ability necessary to see very well when they're moving around. And birds that could use essentially elaborate sensory feathers, as often as not, they do tend to have them.
To test the theory, Jones and his student captured the auklets at night, taped down their elaborate head feathers with black electrical tape that wouldn't leave any residue, and put them into dark mazes with infrared light sources so they could film their actions.
And the prediction was, well, if these ornamental feathers function for censoring, basically sensing their way in the dark, then the birds would run into things more. They'd bump into things more as they moved about in the maze when these feathers were taped down. And that is, in fact, exactly what we found.
Birds with their feathers taped down were more likely to hit their bills and heads than the birds that were left with their feathers up like normal. The feathers themselves, like human hair, are made up of dead cells. But right where the feathers enter the bird's heads are numerous nerve endings. If the feathers bump something and move, the birds can feel it and know that something is above them. Jones says that this presents a completely new idea for evolutionary biology.
Well, here we have a radical new and hitherto undiscovered or undescribed explanation that really it doesn't have anything to do with these ornamental feathers acting as for display function at all. Rather, they're for touch sensing, like the whiskers of a cat.
A whiskered auklet has long black crest feathers that curve over their bills and thin white whisker-like feathers that stick out at multiple angles. Crested auklets have a set of curved black feathers that extend over their heads. The research was published in the journal Animal Behavior. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.